This is Navigator on Waiheke Radio, and as I've said many times, the Navigator is a proud sponsor of Friends of the Street here on Waiheke, and Living Without Violence also on Waiheke. And I'm very glad to have here amongst in the studio of Friends of the Street. Good night.
Hello. Yeah. You did that really well, actually. It's nice to be here, and thanks for sponsoring us. This is brilliant. Especially at the moment, because we are very, very short of volunteers. People do it for a while, and just after, you know, a year and a half, you get a little bit tired because you spend more or less your weekend nights out on the streets. So, yeah, if there's anybody listening, if anybody feels ready to go out and mainly talk to our young people, listen to our young people, what they have to say, what they think, what they feel, that would be the time to give me a ring at 7855. There are a few things you have to do. We need a police check and a few other things. But, you know, most times it's really fun being out there at night with our young ones.
Well, it's good to connect with the kids.
Yeah,
and be responsible Waihikians. We care about our kids and we want to see them safely home.
Yep, and our older generation as well. I mean, we do also promote road safety, you know. I mean, you don't drink and drive.
Exactly.
And you don't speed either. It's no need for speeding on the island.
No.
So we promote that as well. And yeah, that's something anybody can actually take part in, really.
So the drivers, they are all volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just have to connect with you.
Yep.
And you provide schedules.
Yep. We have two people. We have one who is a driver. I don't like driving at nights at all.
Yeah.
But I'm doing the texting, and that's fun too.
All right.
So you either are really good in texting and relating to young people, because you're also the talker, and the other one is definitely the driver, and that means you have to concentrate on this one. But most people who have been doing it, they enjoy it. It's really, you know, because you get to know the other side of our young people.
Exactly. Very,
you know,
important.
When they are coming from parties, when they are at parties, and we know, you know, a lot of young people have such a bad, you know, people say, oh, they're doing this, and they are not doing this. They're not. They're great. I mean, and the other thing, I think, if you want to volunteer, or all our volunteers, what you have to do is you actually do have to remember what you did or what I did.
Exactly.
When I was a young person,
exactly.
You know, and you can connect then with young people, no matter how
old
you are. But that's so important. Keep in mind, what was I like when I was 17, 18, you know?
Yeah. We all bugger up.
Yeah,
at times,
yeah, we
it?
Did. You we know? Did, you know. And I mean, most people, I think it's so important to recognize this in our past, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
that's right.
Hardly anybody has gone through without any time. What did you say? Bugger up.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, we do. You know, I mean, I can clearly remember me as a 15 and 16. I'm not going to tell it all on the radio, but
I mean, I was a late developer. I started a little bit later, but we have all tried it out. We all have done something, you know, against the parents, against what is happening in society. And a lot of the times, I think we are right, and our young people are right as well, because a lot of us adults, and including me from time to time, we're hypocrites.
Yeah.
You know, we say one word or one sentence and do this and do this.
Yeah, yeah.
We turn around and we do it.
Yeah,
you know?
We do it ourselves. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, I mean,
exactly.
Respect both sides.
That's right, you know, and that's really what I really admire in Friends of the Street. It's caring.
Yep.
For
we do
each
care.
Other.
Yep.
And that's providing a service and recognizing, you know, nobody is perfect, really, isn't it?
No.
But if you can prevent
yep.
by offering a service, we get you home safely.
Yeah.
And
it would be good. So if there's anybody out there, as I say, right now I'm at the studio, then I'm going to the cinema for a little while. But I will be home, and anytime you want to ring me, 7855, and we can talk a little bit more about it. So you have to really enjoy being around young people. That's the main really criteria to be with them.
Exactly, yeah.
Otherwise...
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want grumpy old men and
no, we had
quiet in the background.
we had some of them and it didn't work.
No. You have to have a connection with our fellow citizens, the younger ones, and I think it's just fantastic. So, anybody, drivers, please. How else? You Friends of the Earth only survives through donations? Friends of the Streets. Friends of the Earth as well.
We get a little bit money from Corks. We get donations from people, and we also do fundraising.
Yeah.
Our last Little Day In wasn't that successful, and we have to sort of look what we do next year about it, but we want to do something.
Yeah.
So all this, and we get a little bit funding, about $7,000 a year from Corks, that is community organization grant scheme, so they support us.
Yeah.
The community board has given us a few dollars here and there, for example, for insurance.
Good, yeah.
But otherwise, we just have to ask for donations, you know. That's or right. If anybody doesn't want to volunteer and would want to put some money in our diesel or petrol account, it's at the Onirawa BP.
Great.
Under Friends of
the
Street.
That's right. That's a good way of supporting it.
Some parents have done that, actually.
Very good way. So the BP station in where's Tui, eh?
Yep.
BP in Tui.
Yep.
That's, you could put the petrol money in. So that's is a good way of supporting.
Yep.
Well.
But we do need some people.
Yeah, we need people. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
No, we can have all the money. If we don't have the people, we don't get anywhere because we haven't got any drivers to take them.
Exactly. So, please.
7855.
Yeah, and I know there's some taxi drivers, and sometimes they have some extra time, don't they?
Maybe.
Or not.
Maybe.
Kipper? Lloyd, are you listening? I know a couple of guys. Anyway, it was great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
And we will... I will certainly, if there's any update, any news...
I'll let you know.
Let me know. I put it out. And any fundraising event, of course, we...
I heard you are DJing, so maybe we can get you as a DJ,
We can do that.
Yep.
We can do that.
Okay.
And...
keep that in mind.
We keep it in mind.
Okay. Thanks so much for sponsoring us.
You're very, very welcome.
Have a great night. Huh?
Same to you.
Take care. Bye.
Yep. Bye. It's a Navigator on Waiiki Radio.